You are connected with the energy field of the body. Hold that state. You may occasionally find the mind wanting to come in. It'll push. It'll try a few thoughts. It'll hope that one thought is going to draw your attention in completely. The mind says, okay, let's try this thought. Let's remind him or her about this problem that's going to be there next week and see if that can draw attention in completely. So as little thought comes up about, and that can quickly draw all your attention, it draws it out of the body, attention leaves the body, and is back and completely flows into that thought, which then becomes a thought stream. It leads, one thing leads to another, it proliferates, and one small thought develops suddenly into a vast current of mind. And you're suddenly in, oh, my problems, I shouldn't be sitting here, there's so many things I haven't dealt with yet, why have I come here? And so this may happen, and the moment you become aware of it, it'll be easier here to be aware of it when it happens, because there's so much presence. And you say, wow, I've been completely lost for 10 minutes, you can suddenly see. And simply put, go back into, re-enter the body, be there. So now you're becoming familiar with that state. Also energetically, there will be an increase sitting here for several hours, which ultimately is not several hours, it's only really one timeless moment that will increase the intensity of that state of consciousness, state of presence. And so you practice. Don't confine your practice to moments of quiet practice. Bring it into simple situations at first. The state of stillness or presence. Meeting someone, saying hello, and looking at that person for a few moments. In the simple, if you can feel the body, and look, no judgment, just, who is looking then? Is it you, the little person, or is there something greater than you looking through your eyes? Greater than you, and yet you, there's an energy. Consciousness itself is looking. No longer the limited, conditioned consciousness as the person. When the mind is still and you perceive the other person, who is perceiving? One could say there's nobody anymore, not a person as such, who is perceiving, because there's no judgment and labeling. There's an energy. And so gradually you know yourself as that, not as the person, as the consciousness itself. And the consciousness itself looks. And when you look at the world as consciousness, you see incredible beauty everywhere. And you see, oh, wherever you look, there's a strange sense of I'm looking at myself. Not, you don't have to formulate these words, but there's a strange sense of everything is basically you, because you, consciousness, everything is consciousness, an expression of consciousness in some form. Every human, every plant, every flower, every planet, every sun is an expression. Consciousness become something temporarily. So when you look from a place that is deeper than your form, consciousness looks and sees itself in some other form. It's a beautiful sense of wherever I look, wherever I go, I encounter myself in some other form. And I look at this flower, and there's a deep sense of that is really, that's, I am that. The essence of who I am, and I'm speaking as you, the essence of who I am is expressed in millions and billions of life forms everywhere. And in that beauty in this form, of course, is not going to last for very long, because the flower, in a few days, it'll wilt. And yet, that beauty is inseparable from consciousness. It is simply an external expression of something that is inherent, unmanifested, continuously in consciousness, not time-bound. So, in the state of presence or non-labeling, knowing other life forms as yourself is what is actually the, that is the deepest meaning of love. And that's the only true meaning of love, is to know the other as yourself.